College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1.
I don't think we can find a better hotel around here at this time.
Let's walk a little further to see if there is another one. I just can't bear the traffic noise here.
What will the speakers most probably do? Question 2.
Hi, I'm calling about the 3-bedroom house you advertised in yesterday's paper. It sounds really nice.
It is, especially if you have children.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. Dear, I feel hungry now. How about you?
So do I. Let me call room service. Hello, room service. Please send a menu to 320 right away.
Where are the two speakers?
Question 4. I've just brought your ladder back. Thanks for lending it to me. Where shall I leave it?
Just lean it against the wall there. Use the ladder again any time.
What's the probable relationship between these two speakers?
Question 5.
What's the time for departure?
5:30. That only leaves us 15 minutes to go through the customs and check our baggage.
At what time did the conversation take place? Question 6.
Look here, darling. The paper says people tend to feel unwell if they sleep less than 6 hours a day.
That may be true for you, but it certainly isn't true for me.
What can we conclude from the man's reply? Question 7.
Are there any more questions on this lecture? Yes, Mary.
Dr. Baker, do you think an independent candidate could become president?
What most probably is Mary? Question 8. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and send some registered mail before picking up the children from school.
Where will the woman go first?
Question 9. How many people has the boss chosen for the business trip to France?
Well, as far as I know, whether there'll be such a trip is yet to be decided.
What does the man mean?
Question 10.
The speech the blind girl gave this evening was extremely moving.
I think everyone felt the same.
How did the man feel about the girl's speech?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. I had to go to Amsterdam last week for a conference. I arrived at the airport in plenty of time and checked in, but I only had one small case, so I decided to take it on the plane as hand luggage. As the flight was not due to board for 45 minutes, I went to a cafe, sat down, and ordered a cup of coffee. While I was sitting there drinking my coffee and reading the paper, I was vaguely aware of a woman and her child coming to sit at the next table. I did not pay much attention to them, though, and when my flight was called, I reached for my case and left. An hour later, the plane was in the air and I decided to look at the conference program to see what I wanted to attend. Imagine my horror when I opened the case and found that it was full of picture books and children's toys. And imagine what the woman must have thought about a case full of men's clothes and scientific papers.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. Why did the speaker go to a cafe? Question 12. What was in the speaker's case? Question 13. What did the speaker find out on board the plane?
Passage 2. There are many reasons why family life in Britain has changed so much in the last 50 years. The liberation of women in the early part of the 20th century and the social and economic effects of World War II had a great impact on traditional family life. Women became essential to industry and the professions. During the war, they had worked in factories and proved their worth. Now, with the loss of millions of men, their services were indispensable to the nation. More recently, great advances in scientific knowledge, and particularly in medicine, have had enormous social consequences. Children are better cared for and are far healthier. Infant death rate is low. Above all, parents can now plan the size of their family, if they wish, through more effective means of birth control. Different attitudes to religion, authority, and tradition generally have also greatly contributed to changes in family life. But these developments have affected all aspects of society. It is particularly interesting to note that the concept of the family as a social unit has survived all these challenges.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What is this passage mainly about? Question 15. Why did British women become indispensable to industry after World War II? Question 16. What remained unchanged in spite of all the challenges in family life? Passage 3. The key question for any only child is this: why were you an only child? It's a key question for at least two reasons. If your parents had wanted several children, but could have you only, they are most likely to pour into you all the energy and attention that had been intended for several children. I call this the special jewel phenomena. Only children, or special jewels, often arrive when their parents are older, usually in their 30s. These special jewels can become very spoiled and self-centered. On the other hand, you may be an only child because your parents planned for only one and stuck to their plan. Your parents may give you a very strict and well-structured education to make you a little adult. Many only children grow up feeling unhappy because they always had to be such little adults.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Who are likely to treat their only children as special jewels? Question 18. Why do some only children become little adults? Question 19. What does the passage mainly discuss? Question 20. Why do some only children feel unhappy?